I think the greatest thing, like you did say there, is that people didn't know where to go. And I think what you're seeing is like people would, how do I start a podcast and find some YouTuber in America just giving you stuff that's impractical? And if you're part of this community, I mean, the one day somebody asked a question, like Gavin Kennedy, who's like, you know, just like runs a very successful podcast business. And Nicole Engelbrecht, who's like the biggest podcaster in South Africa. Spike Ballantyne, who like just knows everything about audio and gear and tech, all answered this person's question. I was like, where are you going to get that? That for me was 15 years of networking. It took me 15 years to be able to ask those people those questions directly.
This is season 3 of the Become a Podmaster podcast. We have been answering some of the most pressing questions that podcasters have. I'm Hendrik.
And I'm Ethan. Not only do we get the questions from podcasters, but with the help of the South African Podcasters Guild, or the SAPG for short, and Solid Gold Podcasts and Audiobooks, we got some answers.
And today, in this special bonus episode, we're shining the spotlight on our two experts, Solid Gold Podcasts and Audiobooks and the South African Podcasters Guild.
The goal of this podcast is to help podcasters old and new navigate the evolving landscape of podcasting with expert insights and practical advice.
And our question today is, why should podcasters consider using a professional studio like Solid Gold and be part of a community like the Guild of Podcasters or SAPG? While many podcasters start recording from home, there comes a point where better sound quality, expert guidance, and professional resources can elevate a show to the next level.
That's where studios like Solid Gold come in. A professional environment can take away the stress of technical production, letting podcasters focus on their content. And when you add a community like the SAPG into the mix, you gain networking, mentorship, and industry support, which are invaluable for a growing podcast.
One of the things we love about working with Solid Gold is that they're more than just a podcast studio. They are partners in the creative process. We've recorded projects like Stripped and Audio Drama and other productions in their space, sometimes for clients. And every time, their team has been incredibly friendly, professional, and helpful.
Exactly. They don't just rent out studio space. They actively help podcasters create the best possible content. They provide more than just a room with a mic. They bring expertise and experience to the table.
And what's really great is that they support all kinds of creators, from corporate clients to experimental projects like the work we've done together.
Let's hear from them now as they explain what makes Solid Gold different and why they're focused on being a place to make podcasts and not just a studio for hire.
The important thing that we want people to understand is we don't market ourselves as studios. We're trying very hard to not be commoditized. We always refer to ourselves as Solid Gold Podcast. We're a place you come and make podcasts, not where you just go and rent a studio, because then it's a race to the bottom on price. Oh, your studio down the road is 50 rand. We don't want to be dealing in that space. Well, Solid Gold has been around for nearly 10 years now, making podcasts and audiobooks. And while the majority of our client base is corporate, that's the bread and butter for us, we still work with hobbyists who come in and say, I want to make a pilot. I want to make a podcast that is extended from me making it in my bedroom to having guests. So it's a little weird when you have guests and they walk through your kitchen to come sit in your spare bedroom to make a podcast. There's a point at which you need to go out into the real world. And then we do a fair amount of experimental stuff, like the series we did with you. It's lovely when you're doing stuff on the edge. It's not just the regular stuff. And some long-form big series, like series with the United Nations, series with a couple of other NGOs around the world, where you're going deep on a topic with huge production value. Those are really, really fun exercises. But for Solid Gold, the majority of the work is bread and butter, is corporate work, making podcasts to help companies communicate with their audiences and their stakeholders.
So what we're hearing is that professional studios like Solid Gold offer way more than just a place to record. They bring expertise, structure, and a level of polish that can elevate a podcast's quality and credibility.
And beyond that, being part of a podcasting community like the SAPG helps podcasters learn from others, collaborate, and stay ahead of industry trends. You don't have to figure out everything alone. There are resources and people who can help.
So whether you're an independent creator trying to improve your sound, a business looking for professional production, or just someone who wants to connect with other podcasters, working with a team like Solid Gold and engaging with SAPG can make a real difference.
If you're serious about growing as a podcaster, take advantage of these resources. And if you want more insights, head over to our website, baird.media, for more expert advice on making your podcast the best it can be.
Podcasting can often feel like a solo journey, but the truth is, having a community of like-minded creators can make all the difference. That's exactly why the South African Podcasters Guild, or SAPG, was created, to bring podcasters together, support each other, and to elevate the industry.
And it all started in the most organic way. Just a few podcasters getting together, sharing ideas, and realizing that there was a need for something bigger. What began as casual meetups quickly turned into a fully-fledged organization that now supports over 350 members, from independent podcasters to seasoned professionals.
And the SAPG isn't just about networking, it's about access to knowledge, to mentorship, and real industry connections. Whether it's advice on monetization, technical support, or even discounted studio time, the Guild is helping South African podcasters level up their game.
The team at SAPG shares the story behind how the Guild was founded, why it's grown so quickly, and why joining this community could be a game changer for podcasters.
It's like when people say, how did you meet? it's like a couple say, oh, I love telling this. I'm going to tell this story. The way the Guild officially started was I used to host these silly little podcast inspiration days, and I'd go around Joburg, get all the podcasters I know, and we'd just like get together and we'd do like a little bit of a panel conversation, and then we'd have some drinks. And then I went to Cape Town for the first time. I said, let me take a punt and do one in Cape Town. And I don't know, Jono, I kind of knew Sean. And what was happening all the time, Spike, Ballantyne, Chilu, Lemba, everyone I was talking to, they said, you know, we should make something. We should do this more often. We should get together. We should have a club or a society or something. And we're just having this conversation time and time and time and time and time again. And then I don't know what it was about that Cape Town one that it just went, you know what, let's do it now. Probably Jono, because he's the most organized person I've ever come across. But it's just like, let's do it now. And kind of like it was, once you did it, it just made so much sense. Everyone went, why haven't you done this before? Everyone went, you know, I've been wanting to do that for years, but never got around to it. And I think we were just the guys who got around to it. We just saw that there were more people like us. We're tired of being on our own. We were tired of thinking we're crazy. And nobody's into the silly little thing. A big media owner said, if you guys start this thing, even just a beer and pizza organization will back you. And I'm very happy to say we're more than a beer and pizza organization. I think when people look at us, they go, wow, this is legit. This is something serious. This isn't just a group of people talking around, getting in their feels about stuff. They really want to drive change. And but it started in the most like innocuous, like little coffee shop in District 6, which is, I think, is cool.
Yeah, just an idea whose time had come. And we, it's the 20 founding members who kind of came together, and then within a month we had the and registered the company and the website and the WhatsApp community. And thank goodness we decided on a WhatsApp community, because I think that made a big difference. Yeah. And now we're at around 350 members. And to answer the second half of your question, why you should join us, because we're a great community of awesome podcasters. And really, we could talk about access to discounted studio time or people helping you find merch or whatever. I mean, beer for yourself or that. But really the benefit is being able to chat to other podcasters. And there are insane pros in the community, like Nicole and Gavin and Paolo and people who are just experts in their field and people who've done it before. And they're just giving their time and their wisdom away for free over there. And we're all helping each other. And you know what? It feels good to be backing a winning horse. Like, it feels like surfing a wave. Having worked in advertising at the cusp of digital, the transition from traditional to digital, I know what it's like to be on a losing horse, and it just sucks. So when we started SAPG and everyone, like universally, their reaction was like, this is great. This is amazing. We should keep doing this. Go ahead. Like, that's a great feeling. And if you want to kind of hitch your podcast's yoke to that oxen, I don't know how it works. I don't know how that that saying works. But if you want to get on that wave, then this is the place to do it.
People didn't know where to go. And I think what you're seeing is like people would, how do I start a podcast, and find some YouTuber in America just giving you stuff that's impractical. And if you're part of this community, I mean, the one day somebody asked a question, like Gavin Kennedy, who's like, you know, just like runs a very successful podcast business. And Nicole Engelbrecht, who's like the biggest podcaster in South Africa. Spike Ballantyne, who like just knows everything about audio and gear and tech. all answer this person's question. I was like, where are you going to get that? That for me was 15 years of networking. It took me 15 years to be able to ask those people those questions directly. And now you send one WhatsApp and all three respond to you in some way. It's like you're coming in, you're right. You're coming in at the right time. We've not encountered one person in this entire industry, and there's cynical people and there's people who've been doing it for a long time that have said, this is not a good idea. They've all gone, well done. I think there was really nice validation on Gareth Cliff's show the Monday after the SAPA. You know, he's the godfather of podcasting in South Africa, and he name checked us and he said, the guys are doing such an amazing job there. And we're like, that's great to hear from him that he acknowledges that. And he said it to me before, but for him to say it in on his platform. And I think it's so awesome. We've not phoned one person for anything. People are coming to us like weekly, you know, with things. This, can we do this? Can we partner? Can we get money from you? Which, hold on, I don't think you know podcasting. But people are coming to us. So it means that we're making a noise. We're producing quality. And I think if we're producing rubbish, if our members weren't doing good stuff, no one would come to us. And so I think that's the biggest thing. People are coming to us rather than us going looking for partners and collaborators and that.
And we would be remiss to leave out the impact that you and Ethan have having as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, thank you for collaborating on this new season or this educational series you're helping us make, what we're working on together. The fundamentals of podcasting and the book you've written, you're contributing so much to the masterclass competition you're giving. So,
and Stripped, I think, just sets a new benchmark for people to go, like, when I'm big, I want to make something like that. So, yeah, I mean, but that's just our members. It's like, if you can't believe, like, I knew because I'd like kind of encountered everyone separately. You just can't believe the quality of people doing stuff in this country. It's mind blowing. And like, nobody knows about them, which is crazy.
How does one become a member?
You go to sapg.co.za and click on Join the Guild, or you can go directly to sapg.co.za/join-the-guild. And then there's two kinds of sign up. We've got free membership. It's a pay if you can system where we've got a free membership for anyone. And then we've got a 100 rand a month subscription for pro members, as we call them. And that gets you access to the pro members WhatsApp group, which is just, I guess, the conversation and the level of feedback you get is going to be a little bit higher because it's only professionals having that conversation. But in general, 90% of the community's interaction is still happening in general chat and tech chat and marketing and monetization and those other groups. So yeah, that's how you join. And you can find us on the website. You can find our Instagram channel, Facebook, and we are not yet on TikTok, but our social media savvy member is maybe going to change that. I'm not sure.
You know, Father Hendrik, one of the biggest milestones for South African podcasting this past year has to be the launch of the first ever South African Podcast Awards. And we had the privilege of being judges for the inaugural event.
Yeah, and what an experience that was. It was amazing to see such a wide range of South African podcasters being recognized for their work. But at the same time, it raised some really interesting questions. What exactly qualifies as a podcast today? Something we, of course, discussed in great detail in the first episode of this third season of Become a Podmaster.
It's a really big debate, especially when you look at how podcasts are evolving. More and more creators are blurring the line between podcasting, YouTube content, and live streaming. So where do we draw the line? Should a video-based show with no RSS feed be considered a podcast?
That's the very discussion happening around podcasting awards worldwide. The South African Radio Awards, for example, have had a podcast category, but it's often dominated by radio station-backed content rather than independent podcasters. And something like the SA Podcast Awards is looking to change that, to create a space where true podcasters can be celebrated.
So let's hear how the South African Podcast Awards navigated the challenge in their first year and how they're thinking about defining podcasting as the industry evolves.
I think all the finalists on the Radio Awards for the podcast category this year were radio stations. There weren't, as far as I know, any of our people, the true podcasters there. I want to bring that to the South African Podcast Awards. Would you allow a YouTube channel to enter that competition, or how are you going to manage this whole explosion of different styles and media formats within that competition.
Mm-hmm. So in the first year of the awards show, we did let people know that if they have a YouTube channel with no RSS feed, they weren't counted in the SAPA. And I think, look, this might be in the next iteration of the show, there might be either a special category or there might be some kind of change. It's hard. We don't really want to be the gatekeepers of what something is. Traditionally, it's been shown that you can't defend ground when technology tries to take it. Like, things never go backwards, right? So it's a fool's errand to go, that's not a thing. For example, when copywriters and when old school advertising people said, oh, Google Ads, that's not a thing. SEO isn't a thing. Digital online writing is not a thing. And now people saying AI is not a thing. Like, you're swimming against the tide, unfortunately. So in our first year, we did have the requirement that you have an RSS feed. We'll see about next year. Undecided.
The South African Radio Awards are a... It's one of those, and I think people in the radio industry know what they are, and everyone's quite fine with it. So it is what it is. But I do think at some point there's going to have to be a delineation of what a podcast is. And Jono started out saying, like, I identify as a podcaster. Yeah, it's going to be very difficult because then you open up because, I mean, you think by default, the South African Podcast Guild is also one of the biggest collections of YouTubers and streamers, you know, under one banner. And it goes, okay, well, where does this end? I do think the trend is going to move that you're going to have less of a line between a podcaster, YouTuber, influencer, for example. Mm. I think they're all going to be one thing. I think an influencer will do a podcast. I think a podcaster will do a live stream on Twitch. I think someone on Twitch will record a podcast and it'll all be the same thing. And I think that's really, I feel, the direction of movement. So it's a challenge that we are going to have to face. Hopefully not this year. Give us like a 2 years to think about it. But I do think it's going to come.
So here's my last question on this topic. Is the word podcast, has it not served its function? And do we not need new terminology as to who does what?
Interesting concept. That's a great question.
I don't think it's done yet. I think it's got too much momentum. I think there are too many awards shows and industries that are now, we've basically, in the last few years, just sold podcasts to the world. So if we now turn around and go like, you know what it is? Audio cast, and that's what makes it non-YouTube or something. I think that no one's really going to pick that up. But I certainly think that it's not necessarily the ideal word, but it's a word we've got, in the same way in which I hate the word content because it's so soulless. People pouring their hearts and souls into writing episodic series and stories and history and all that, and they're like, oh, here's content.
So, Ethan, we've covered a lot over these past 8 episodes.
We really have. We've explored what podcasting is, how to find the right niche, how to monetize, improve production quality, build a personal brand, and use social media to grow an audience.
And if there's one thing we hope that you will take away from the series, it's that success in podcasting isn't about luck. It's about strategy, consistency, and constant learning.
And the best part, you don't have to do it alone, whether it's through communities like the SAPG, working with professional studios, or learning from others who have walked this path, there are so many resources available to help podcasters level up.
And that's where the Podmaster's Voice comes in. We created this book to be a roadmap for existing podcasters. If you're looking to refine your craft, this book is packed with practical insights, covering most of what we spoke about in the series and more. And it'll help to turn your podcast into something truly impactful.
If you've been inspired by the series and want to improve your podcast, the Podmaster's Voice is your next step. It's all about giving you the tools, techniques, and confidence to make your podcast the best it can be.
And while we're wrapping up this season of Become a Podmaster, we're not completely done yet. Yeah, we'll be back next year, of course, with another series tackling even more of the biggest challenges and questions that podcasters face.
Keep recording, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep sharing your voice with the world.
So, we just want to say thank you for being part of this journey with us. Until next time, keep on becoming podmasters.
See you next season.
A great big thank you goes out to Paolo from Ultimate Media for the studio facilities.